Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 said, in the beginning, God what? Created the heaven and the earth. And I talk about the beginning. There's a beginning for CFC. And it began in the heart of God long before Jim and I were born. But the beginning for us was our beginning. And the Lord started talking, and we were young and didn't really know what we were doing, but we knew we loved God. We knew we heard the voice of God. Didn't know a fraction of what we knew now, but we were willing to yield to God. We're not putting flowers on us. Say, no flowers on you. But the glory of God. And if you can look at what we decided to do, you can move forward in where God has called you. And he said to tell you some things. If I can get that first picture up of the family, when God told us, and we were, he was pastoring a church in the denomination we were in, and we were getting ready, and the Lord had spoken to us to leave. Our house had burned, and we were living with my parents, and the Lord was saying, you leave, and you go to Oklahoma, and you attend Rhema Training Bible Center at that time, and God was going to teach us something. And we had heard, thanks to my sister Ruby over there in the pink hat, she had introduced us to Brother Kenneth Hagin and our little TV station. We could get him once in a while, and we were living in Houston at that time, and God told us to go. And so the district, the place where we were, and we left in May of 1979, and in December, as you can see the program, they gave us a going away. You know, in the churches we were in, they always gave you a going away something. They always gave you an appreciation something. They always giving you these kinds of things, and nothing wrong with that. So I just wanted you to see us back then. All right, wonder who's that got the eyes turned to the side and looking white. I wonder who that is. So that's starting from the left, facing you, right? I'm looking this way. But anyway, that's Therese. And then back behind him is Bishop. And out front of him is Tony. And right in front of me, back there's me. In front of me is Jeffrey. And then all the way over is Kenny. So this is Therese, for those who are watching. And that's Jeffrey on the drum. And that's Kenny on the saxophone. Tony lives in Oklahoma. Amen. And so they just were sending us away and giving us a going away and telling us to go and preach the gospel. And for 40 years, say 40 years, we've been preaching the gospel. Amen. For 40 years, we've been preaching the gospel as Branch of the Vine Christian Fellowship Church. You can take that down now. And then we moved to Oklahoma. Jimmy went to school and went to work when he had work. Amen. I was at home, went worked for a little while. The Lord said, come home and stay with your children. And I was at home with the children in times where H-A-R-D. And sometimes they got H-A-R-D-E-R. And at one point, I think they were H-A-R-D-E-S-T. Until I'm saying, Lord, I can't hold on any longer. What are you going to do? And God always showed up. He always was Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We used to sing that song, but we didn't really know what it meant. But God demonstrated to us what Jehovah Jireh, our provider, meant. And he wants me to tell you today. That's why you are here. That's why we are established, to get the word into your heart. Jesus is soon to come, and he said, when I come, will I find faith in the earth? Will I have somebody who believes me, who holds on to me, for dear life and won't let go, who is willing to stand and having done all to stand and prove the devil is a lie and I am the truth? You have to make that decision today. This used to be my favorite Bible, still like it, but it's just worn out. It's just worn out. And he said, bring that Bible. And this was before we left. So after we had been in Oklahoma for about a year, and we went in May of 79, and you can put that up, Jalea. And I've shown this to you before, and I was pregnant with Michelle, as I showed you there, that came up and it was on an evening. I just remember it was on an evening. Seemed like it was a Tuesday evening. I don't know. I could look it up. But it was in the afternoon. I was reading my Bible. And I was reading this chapter of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And when I got down to the 14th verse, but I'm going to back up to the 11th verse. And no, I better back up where he started. Because I need to say something to some of you before you get off into something that you can't get out of. Therese was telling me about a man who's going to show somebody how to get out of quicksand. Didn't have anybody there to help him. Didn't know what he was doing. Had the camera set up. Got in the quicksand, sank, and died. Don't you get in the quicksand. Don't you get in the quicksand with no help. Jesus says, I'm an ever-present help. I'm here to help you. Holy Spirit is in you. Ha ha. The Lord says, young lady, if you'll tell me your name, well, I don't have to know your name. He said, I want you. I want all of you. I want you speaking in tongues day and night. I want you shining bright as a light among the young people that you go among. And they're going to say, what has happened? I'm going to call you Mary. But that's not your name. They're going to say, what's happened to Mary? You're going to say, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Holy Spirit. Here you come here. Let me lay my hand on you. You can have the same Jesus. You can have the same Holy Spirit. He said, I want all of you. He said, but you got to decide today that I'm going with Jesus. Otherwise, there's quicksand waiting for you. And you'll never be able to come out. Hallelujah. 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 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Well, let me go. Yeah, hold that there. Don't put up the scripture. I want to keep that there. But I need to read this, and this is King James Version, where Paul said, so you'll know that the scripture says if you live godly, you'll suffer persecution. And you see, I'm looking at all of you. And some of you are getting in quicksand right now. You're thinking, I wish he'd hush. I'm ready to go home. Well, go home then. Quicksand is waiting you. It's waiting you. And I know put down. But God said, warn my people. Tell them I love them. Tell them there's prosperity for them. Tell them there's peace for them. Tell them there's joy for them. But they have to, each one, make a choice. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Paul said, we're workers together with him, with Christ. I beseech you, I'm reading from King James, that you receive not the grace of God in vain. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I want that to stay up there because I'm going to get down to that. And he said, for he saith, I have heard thee in the accepted time, and in the day of salvation I have succored thee. And in other words, I've helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now. Everybody say now. Now. And Brother Tim say right now. Right now is the day of salvation. Say right now is the day of my salvation. Come on, right now. It's the day of my salvation. Right now, I make my choice for Jesus and Jesus alone.